This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored l'schus the engagement of Yoel Yehuda Aryeh Leib Spalter with Rivka Yaffe. It's also sponsored l'ilui nishmas Reb Nesano ben Reb Nachamendel Frieda Ritzer. The learning of the Dvar Torah is l'schus Reb Sholom Mordechai Alevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min Hameitzar el Hamerchav. This week we will discuss the idea of being connected with a tzaddik. The Torah tells us numerous times that there is a mitzvah to connect ourselves to Hashem. Chazal ask, how is this possible? How does one attach himself to Hashem? They explain that this can be accomplished by connecting to true Talmidei Chachamim who are constantly attached to the Shechina. And when we bond with them, we are thus connected to Hashem. The Medrash says that when a person is connected to a tzaddik, he is helped and saved in the schus of the tzaddik, like Lot, who was saved in the schus of Avraham Avinu. Reb Hillel Paritcher writes, one who wants to follow the way of Chassidus must be connected to the tzaddik of the generation like the Rebbe. In addition, one needs to have an older chassid who will teach him and explain to him the Rebbe's teachings and Chassidus. This will bring the chassid to see and hear Elokus. At a Farbringen, the Rebbe explained that we connect to a Rebbe only because of his direct connection to Hashem, not because of any other qualities he may have. The Rebbe then told about someone who asked the Chassid Rashbatz whether the Rebbe Rashab has Ruach HaKodesh. The Rashbatz replied, "To me it makes no difference. I know that he is a Rebbe. If a Rebbe needs Ruach HaKodesh, then he surely has it. And if not, then what is there to be excited about?" The Rebbe added, "With much excitement, one person told me that the Friedrich Rebbe had said to him, 'Connect to me, and you will thereby be connected to whom I am connected to.' This person was very excited, thinking that the Rebbe had meant his father, the Rebbe Rashab." The Rebbe concluded, "I did not want to disappoint him, but in truth, the Friedrich Rebbe had meant that he will be connected to Hashem. In truth, this is what matters to us." When asked how can one have his kashrus if he does not know the Rebbe personally, the Friedrich Rebbe said, "True his kashrus is brought about by learning Torah, learning my chassidus, reading my sichus, joining Anash and the Tmimim in learning and farbringing, fulfilling my request of saying Tehillim and keeping the set times for learning. This is his kashrus." The Chassid Reb Meir Simcha Chein once went into Yechidus with the Rebbe Rashab and complained that during previous years his kashrus to the Rebbe had been much stronger. The Rebbe answered, "The hiskashrus of one neshama to another neshama is through Torah. Learn my chassidus." When Reb Meir Simcha told the Rebbe that he does not have any of the Rebbe's maimorim, the Rebbe replied, "Amongst the Talmidim of Tumchei Tmimim, you will be able to get copies of the maimorim for an inexpensive price." The Chassid Reb Yankel Landau related, "At the Farbringen of Yutes Kislev Tofresh Ayin Tes, the Rebbe Rashab spoke that in Olam Haba one should also request from the Rebbe. Full of emotion, the Chassid Reb Zalman Havlin jumped up to his feet. 'Who knows if we will be able to find the Rebbe's door?' The Rebbe told him, 'Not to worry, you will find the door.' At this point, I asked the Rebbe, 'What will be when they ask me, what connection do you have with the Rebbe? Did you do what the Rebbe told you?' The Rebbe answered, 'Indeed, one must follow directives,' but immediately added, 'Yet we have a Rebbe. One can say I was together with him, I heard Torah from him, and I learned his chassidus.'" In numerous letters to those interested in being connected to them, the Rebbeim emphasized that true hiskashrus must include fulfilling the directives of the Rebbe and learning his Torah. In one letter to some Talmidim, the Friedrich Rebbe wrote, "I was pleased to hear you thanking Hashem regarding your connection to me. However, you must contemplate whether you are truly connected to me, whether it is imaginative or just an empty slogan. True hiskashrus must bring one to action. You know that I demand from all Talmidim, especially those connected to me, to bring the light of Torah and mitzvahs into the Yiddish homes and to create an atmosphere of Torah and Yiras Shamayim. Have you fulfilled this? With what are you connected to me? Until you join one of these activities, your words about hiskashrus are empty slogans." A chassid once journeyed to his Rebbe and went in for yechidus. He told the Rebbe of his ruchniyistik challenges and also mentioned his business troubles. The Rebbe gave him advice and gave him a bracha, and shortly after, the chassid's business greatly improved. A wife of one of the chassid's neighbors noticed a sudden increase in success, so she nagged her husband, who was not a chassid, to go to the Rebbe. Her husband finally agreed and traveled to the Rebbe to ask for advice and a bracha for success in Parnassah. "I have no advice for you," the Rebbe told him. "But you had for my neighbor," complained the simple man. As an explanation, the Rebbe told him a mashal. A merchant traveled to Leipzig to buy and sell his merchandise. When it was time to return home, he noticed that the wheels of his carriage needed to be oiled. But all the shops were closed. Walking around in an anxious search, he finally met a fellow businessman who offered to sell him some of his oil. Seeing this, another wagon driver asked to buy oil as well. "I do not sell oil. I deal with precious stones and diamonds," the businessman replied. "But you gave the other man," the driver protested. The businessman said, "How can you compare? We do business together, and I am always ready to do him an extra favor. But in general, I do not sell oil." Finishing the mashal, the Rebbe continued, "Your neighbor, the chassid, has always come to me for guidance in his avodas Hashem. His gashmiyistika needs only come up while we discuss his ruchniyistika needs, and sensing his difficulties, I try to help him. However, you have approached me only for your gashmiyistika needs, and this is not my business." After the Mittler Rebbe's histalkos on Teskislev Tovkuf Peches, the Tzemach Tzedek did not want to accept the nesiyas, preferring to earn parnasa by teaching young children. In due course, however, the Tzemach Tzedek was enlisted to learn with the Yoishvim, the full-time learners in Lubavitch. At that time, the Yoishvim numbered more than 100 chassidim who spent their time learning and davening in the Mittler Rebbe's large Beis Medrash. 6 months later, many of the Ziknei chassidim, as well as representatives from the colonies founded by the Mittler Rebbe, traveled to Lubavitch for Shavuos. After much entreating, the Tzemach Tzedek finally agreed to accept the Nesiyas on Erev Shavuos, causing great rejoicing in the city of Lubavitch. At that time, though the Ziknei Hachsidim of the Alter Rebbe and the Mittler Rebbe treated the Tzemach Tzedek with respect of a Rebbe, they were not yet connected to the Tzemach Tzedek with the inner connection that his kashrus entails. Regardless, they wholeheartedly advised the younger Chassidim to connect to the Tzemach Tzedek with a strong inner hiskashrus. They also divided the country amongst them, each taking responsibility to travel around a specific area to arouse Anash to follow the Tzemach Tzedek. Some years passed, and for the Yom Tov of Shavuos Tovkuf Tzadik Aleph, many Chassidim traveled to Lubavitch, amongst them Rabbonim, Melamdim, and many Ziknei Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. On their return journey, some of them passed through Dubrovna, where the Goyin Reb Nechemya lived. Reb Nechemya had been a Talmud Muvhok of the Alter Rebbe and a Chavrutza of the Tzemach Tzedek and did not travel to Lubavitch. When the great Chassidim Reb Isaac Humler, Reb Moshe Vilenker, and his brother Reb Zev, Reb Zalman Zezmer, Reb Pesach Molostovker, and Reb Yekosio Lepler arrived in Dubrovna, they went to visit Reb Nechemya. Meeting them, Reb Nechemya related a dream he had recently dreamt. The Alter Rebbe appeared to me and asked, "Why do you not have a Rav? Asei lecho Rav?" When I asked who I should take as a Rav, the Alter Rebbe gave a deep explanation indicating that I should go to the Tzemach Tzedek. Therefore, for this coming Shabbos, I will be traveling to Lubavitch to the Tzemach Tzedek. His words made a tremendous impression on all those present, and after some discussion, they decided to join him and travel back to Lubavitch. That Shabbos, the Rebbe said three Maimorim, and those Ziknei Chassidim who had not yet accepted the Tzemach Tzedek as Rebbe now accepted him. The Rebbe Rashab, on telling this story, would conclude, "Old-time Chassidim had an inner feeling in Chassidus and Avoida and were able to properly recognize the truth. For 3 years, these great Chassidim worked on an essential matter, Inyan Pnimi, with literal Mesiras Nefesh, spoke from their heart, Devorim HaYetzim Min HaLev, about connecting to the Rebbe, and yet understood that they do not yet have the true connection to the Rebbe. They reached this level through their Avoida in learning and davening. Only after 3 years did they reach a real connection to the Rebbe. That is a chassid, and that is chassidus."